Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey y'all, welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan and I'm so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, mindset, and education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And that's what I'm here to help you do every step of the way. In today's episode, we're diving into a topic that every senior photographer can relate to: the most common challenges we face, and most importantly, how to conquer them. It's no secret that being a senior photographer comes with its unique set of challenges. From connecting with seniors to mastering the art of lighting, we're here to tackle it all. So without further ado, let's jump in to the top five challenges senior photographers commonly encounter and explore some effective strategies to overcome them. All right, challenge number one, establishing a connection. One of the first hurdles photographers face is building a genuine rapport and connection with the seniors they're photographing. It can be hard to make a connection with someone who's a bit younger and in a different season of life, but it can make a huge difference in your client's overall experience when you can connect with them and make them comfortable behind the camera. It also makes a huge difference in capturing authentic and candid moments versus more posed and structured moments with your clients. Now, you probably are going to want to have both of those in the variety of photos you give your seniors, but they are going to love those authentic and candid moments probably the best. So how can we bridge this gap with our clients? One thing that I found to be so helpful in connecting with clients right off the bat is sending over a pre-session questionnaire form to help them to help me understand their personalities, interests, and expectations. Really just a way to get to know them before you put that camera in their face. This questionnaire could include things about what activities or sports they enjoy, any important milestones or accomplishments in their high school career, maybe their favorite memory from high school so far that you can connect with and talk about your own, what they like to do for fun, favorite music, and so much more. Include these questions so you can really get to know their unique personality and interest, and incorporate these elements into not only conversation, but into the photos as well. Being able to plan out a photo shoot specifically for each client by using what they tell you in this questionnaire is half the battle in establishing that connection. They're going to immediately feel more connected with you because you took the time to really understand who they are and what they want and give them the photo shoot that is uniquely theirs. This is such a great step to lay the foundation for a comfortable and relaxed photo shoot. You want to be able to connect as quickly as possible so you don't have to spend any awkward time when you first get to the photo shoot trying to get to know them, because that just delays making that magic of getting those awesome photos, right? Okay, so challenge number two, posing and direction. The next common challenge that we face as senior photographers is giving the right posing suggestions and directions during a session. Posing seniors can sometimes feel like a puzzle with missing pieces. Imagine it this way. You're handed a box of puzzle pieces. each representing a different aspect of your senior's identity, and your job is to fit these pieces together to reveal the bigger picture, their essence and individuality. It's a puzzle that requires creativity, intuition, and a sprinkle of photographic magic. During the shoot, think of yourself as the director of a movie, and your seniors are your stars. Communicate your vision clearly with simple directions and steps, helping them understand what you want to convey through each pose. Whether it's a soft and introspective look or a burst of laughter, your guidance will help them relax and find their groove through the process. But here's the secret sauce: candid in between moments. So make sure you're paying attention and not only directing them, but watching them, because that's when you're going to find their uniqueness. Those in between moments when maybe you're getting something right on your camera, also pay attention to how they're standing or what their expression is, and use that to your advantage. Sure, the pose shots are wonderful and undoubtedly frame worthy, and maybe for mom and dad, right? But the magic often happens in those unscripted moments. And today's senior really likes those unscripted moments. All you have to do is go to their Instagram and see how many times they've taken photos with their friends in a parking garage that are unposed, and you will know that that is what they love. Imagine the senior adjusting their tie while sharing a laugh with their friend, or that split second glance towards the sun setting. These are the moments that tell a story beyond words, a story that's uniquely theirs. Remember, it's all about creating an environment where they feel confident and natural. And don't get me wrong, you want to go into every shoot with poses, right? You want to have those key poses that you can direct them to do, but watch their way of doing them, because that's where you're going to find that uniqueness, okay? And if you need help with posing, I have not only a posing guide that is on such a huge sale right now for only $7 that gives you one of those key poses and how to turn that into 50 poses. And all you have to do is remember the one, right? Because I know that's half the battle right there. That's one challenge, is remembering all the poses we're supposed to do on a senior session. I've got an entire posing formula that I teach inside the Posing Academy, which is also on a huge sale right now for only $97. So if you want the $7 pose turned into 50 poses, or whether you want more help and want to learn all about posing for only $97, both of these things are on sale right now and you can get your hands on them. And I talk a lot about watching those candid moments while you're directing them, but making it uniquely their own. And here's a side tip: make sure that you yourself practice posing in front of a mirror, because not only do you need to be able to tell your seniors how to pose, but you need to be able to demonstrate it, because if they can see you do the pose, they will automatically feel more comfortable doing the pose themselves. There'll be a link in the show notes for the Posing Guide and the Posing Academy, and you can grab that today on those super sale prices and get a huge discount, but get a ton of information to help you with posing. Okay, now we're going to challenge number 3, which is location selection. Listen, I don't know about you, but I get really bored. I probably shouldn't say that, but I get super bored with my location. So whether you've been in this business for a long, long time like me and are just bored with your locations, or you're new to this business and you're trying to find those right locations, it doesn't matter, because choosing the right location is the point, right? And I'm constantly looking for new locations, because like I say, my standbys kind of get boring to me. Luckily, the seniors don't get as bored because they're not using these locations over and over again, right? But I am. So I always want to choose the right location, whether I'm using a past location that I've used often, or whether I'm looking for something new to get out of my rut of using the same locations over and over. But the location can make or break a senior photo shoot. The quest for unique and picturesque spots is real, right? You want to make sure the lighting is right, the location is something that the senior themselves wants in their backdrop, and so much more. To overcome this location selection challenge, I suggest scouting locations often. Definitely before shoots, but every so often, put it in your calendar and say, today is location day. To be honest, that is in my calendar today because I'm looking for a new field. I have used the same field over and over again, and I need something new and different. I need to push my creativity. I need to challenge myself, and I need to go test out this new location. So later this afternoon, I myself am spending the rest of the afternoon location scouting. So for you, like I say, whether you've been in this business for a while or you are new to the senior photography business, putting location scouting on your calendar every so often will ensure that you're always giving your clients the best options for locations. And it doesn't have to be some big, elaborate location. Sometimes the tiniest spots work the best. So make sure that you're checking out different places in your community, like parks, downtown areas, any unique murals or backdrops, fields, etc., different buildings. I mean, listen, I've known a photographer who's a super awesome photographer, and one of my really good friends used the front of a dentist office before. So anything is possible when it comes to locations, as long as the light is right. I think that's the most important thing. Familiarize yourself with the available light, background options, and angles at different locations so you can keep this in mind when planning your shoots. You may even want to take along a past senior or an intern to model for you in an impromptu, very casual shoot to test out these locations, okay? That way you know exactly what angles, where the light is, and more. I would also consider your clients and what they fill out on that pre-session questionnaire when choosing locations. If they're an athlete, maybe they would like to get some shots out on their field at their high school or in the stands. If they love the city or downtown style environment, then plan out a shoot with a fun city street. Consider the weather in the days leading up to your shoot too. If you need a backup plan for rain, make sure you have one ready to go. Doing your research ahead of time and location scouting before you need the location is how you can be prepared to work your magic, rain or shine. And lastly, another tip that will help you with location selection is join your local photography group. Typically, there is someone who has started a local photography group, whether that be on Facebook or in person, and it is a great resource for locations. Share locations yourself, and look to that group to find new locations to scout. Okay, if you need more help with marketing to seniors, getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology semester is open and ready to enroll. It is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology semester is open and ready for you. And if you are ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat, and make four figures per session, the Seniorology semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking the link in the show notes. Okay, challenge number 4, lighting woes. The fourth challenge I want to cover today is lighting. Ah, lighting. A photographer's best friend, but also sometimes worst enemy. Overcoming lighting challenges involves understanding how different lighting conditions affect your shots. This is why knowing your locations well before a shoot is so important. When you take into consideration the natural lighting available, the time of day, and more, you can better prepare yourself to have the best lighting possible. Natural light can be a game changer, but don't be afraid to use external lighting sources to your advantage. I know that natural lighting is all the rage right now when it comes to photos, and for good reason. It's what I use. But if you need to shoot inside, that's okay too. Learning artificial light will always be a great thing to add to your portfolio. Using the right lighting equipment will help you get that perfect shot inside or out. Remember, practice makes perfect when it comes to mastering lighting techniques. Take some time to experiment on your own in different locations so you feel comfortable and know what you need in advance to capture those perfect shots. Now, challenge number 5, post-processing and time management. After that last camera click, the work isn't done. Next comes the editing and processing of your photos to send over to your client or show them in an in-person ordering session. This side of photography is the side that none of our clients really ever get to see. They usually don't realize how time-consuming it truly is. I mean, how many of you have ever gotten the text literally 24 hours after a shoot asking, "Are my photos ready yet?" Sometimes it makes you want to pull your hair out, but we have to remember they don't understand all that we do on the back end. When it comes to setting aside the time in our schedule to tackle these tasks effectively and efficiently, we can easily get overwhelmed, especially if we have multiple clients' photos to process at one time. It's so important to establish an editing workflow and a routine to follow to help you avoid being overwhelmed. For me, I love to set aside certain times of the week specifically for editing. That way, I'm not kind of all over the place doing multiple different tasks in one day, but rather set aside a certain day of the week during a certain time frame, and that's my editing time. Another idea is to outsource your editing, which can be a great way to free up time for other things in your business. I usually do my editing when my kids are at school. Nothing like a nice quiet house to focus on and knock out some of these tasks. And typically HGTV or Friends is playing in the background. Aside from blocking out calendar time, there are a few other things that you can implement to make your editing process smoother. Batch editing similar shots or creating your own presets to use are two things that can significantly reduce your post-processing time, leaving you more time to focus on what you love, capturing stunning senior portraits. If you are new in the photography world, let me encourage you and remind you that over time, you will pick up editing faster. Right now, it might seem like such a daunting process, but with more experience and sessions under your belt, you'll find your editing groove and style, and you will feel like a pro in no time. There you have it, folks, the top 5 challenges senior photographers face and practical strategies to overcome them. Remember, every challenge presents an opportunity for growth and improvement. Embrace these hurdles and you'll emerge as a more confident and skilled senior photographer. Before we wrap up, I want to remind you all that being a senior photographer is a journey, and it's okay to face challenges along the way, because all of us do. The key is to never stop learning, adapting, and pushing your creative boundaries. If you find yourself facing one or more of these challenges, I hope this episode encouraged you and provided you some real solutions to tackle those challenges head on. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a single episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. I really appreciate you listening. And if you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. All you have to do is send me a DM on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com, and I will get back to you ASAP. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or, again, email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the podcast. I'll see you back next week with an all-new episode. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.